I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and I want to introduce my next guest. That's Leah Nelson. She is the owner of Free Bodied, and that is in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Well, tell me about Free Bodied. That's an interesting name. Now, I know you. It's a massage studio. When did you open this, and what made you decide to open it up?
Well, I started my practice as a massage therapist actually in New York, and Free Bodied, the name, came a little bit later when I wanted to expand. But it kind of came about because I've been interested in the mechanics of the body and helping people get out of pain with massage, but also with some consultation and self-care exercises, sometimes stretching, but a lot of different kind of movements to get people, you know, so their bodies thrive as opposed to, like, they feel like they can't really do what they love to do.
Right, and this desire to help people who are in pain really came from you yourself going through that. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, so I got whiplash from choreography, actually. I'm a modern dancer as well. And I was bartending at the time, actually, and it was sort of an eye-opening experience. It sort of flipped my world when I got whiplash. I kind of think of injuries as a period of sort of this journey that you're trying to search through to figure something out, sort of like a light that goes off that sort of telling you to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was sort of this aha moment of, why am I bartending anymore? And I really want to figure out how to get out of this neck pain and also prevent it from happening. Because I was doing some pretty crazy, awesome choreography, but I wasn't really doing anything else other than dancing, so I wasn't supporting my body in that. I'm pretty sure my neck wasn't really that strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a pretty bad experience with a chiropractor. Not all chiropractors are bad. I'm going to put that out there.
But just in your experience, something you need to find out something more.
Yeah, and so I sought out a lot of different therapists, and I was just like, this is amazing. This is what I want to do. I want to help people. And I thought about physical therapy, but I didn't really want to be, I felt like I was going to pigeonhole me, whereas if I went to massage and I could take courses after that as well in terms of what I ended up being interested in.
Mm-hmm. And go
so that's the route. Yeah.
Now, what kind of massages do you offer at Free Bodied?
I call what I do root release therapy. That's just a term for what I do, and that's sort of a combination of trigger point therapy and some myofascial work. And then I also have entered in some energy work as well. Those are a few of the recent courses that I've been taking are more, not Reiki per se. It's called energy kinesiology. It's not very well known, and it is sort of more like woo-woo. Don't say that. But it's really helped me in my, and that's kind of actually on the nutrition side. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of got into that, even though it's a bit out there. I've found results with a few clients who I couldn't quite get there with just massage.
Right. Well, I think that's really smart of you to be open to things. Not everything is going to work for everyone. And as you said, some woo-woo things, as you describe it, if someone's not ready to sort of embrace that, it probably won't work for them. But for those who are...
It's not something that I use.
Right.
Yeah,
but if you're open to it, then it's just another added thing that can help you with whatever you're going through. And, you know, who's going to complain about that? You know, if it's going to make you feel better, then so that's the, you know, bring it on, you know? So I think that's great to be open to those things. And obviously, doing massage, it's something that, as you said, you can constantly learn. And there's always new things coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a part of what you have to do.
And there's so much changing even that's already out there. I mean, fascia is this new kind of catchword that everybody's so excited about because in terms of the science aspect, we haven't really studied it as much. It's only been maybe 10 years. Well, it's been more than that, but in terms of like actually dissecting or doing studies on fascia, it hasn't been very long in terms of, you know, the whole length of massage. I mean, we've been doing massage since we know, essentially.
Right, right. forever.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been out there forever. And so, you know, there's constantly things changing. And the body is fascinating, and everybody is a bit different. I mean, we have to sort of work with what we're given. And I think it's important to notice that there's not going to be like this one thing that's going to work for everyone.
You can't be cookie cutter about it because there are certain things that are going to work for some people. Like for me, for instance, although, and I don't know if you've heard my show ever, but I've recently started trying to make massage part of my routine just because I have neck issues, and it's something that, you know, I always kept saying, oh, I should get one, and you just put it off and you don't have time. So I had one, the first one I've had in a long time last week, and I'm going to go to another one tomorrow. I'm going to try to do it weekly to see if that helps maintain my neck. But what I'm saying is there are certain things that they want to do, like the slapping of the back, or I always have to no, don't, because it just I don't react well to that, and I have to like I say it right off the top, or don't touch my head, you know, like. So I think just have people come in and sort of let you know what doesn't work for them.
Yeah, and it's important as a therapist to check in as well to make sure the pressure's fine, because, I mean, there's definitely a power dynamic. You know, you have someone on the table, they're under the sheet, they're probably, like, you know, half-clothed, if not clothed at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's definitely a power dynamic. So you want to make sure the client is comfortable talking to you and telling you what's going on. And the therapists, I have therapists that work for me as well, and they all do that. And I went through a few different massage therapists too.
Yeah, no.
Because I really wanted to find someone that were as skilled as I was with trigger point therapy and, you know, the knowledge of the body. And we all have different, you know, we all practice a little bit.
And just growing with it, as you said, just continually learning. So I think that's really smart for you to do. And Leah, thank you. I appreciate you talking with me this morning, and something I'll be looking for when I get my massage. So again, I'm speaking with Leah Nelson, and she is the owner of Free Bodied, and that's in Salt Lake City, Utah. And if you want to find out more about Leah and Free Bodied, you can just go to her website, and that is freebodied.com. And you've been listening to Open Forum, presented by the Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. And that's it for me for today, but I will be back tomorrow, and we'll be talking with more amazing women. But until then, if you want to listen to any interviews you may have missed, or if you have any comments on today's show, please go to our website, and that's WRNW1.com. And let us know what you're thinking. So up next, though, stick around, because we do have Keeping It Real with KC. And make sure to have a wonderful day, and look forward to having you back tomorrow. Take care.